Joey, so great to have you here. Welcome.
Really good to be here, Jason, and great to meet you.
So, you know, as I mentioned before we started taping, you know, love what you guys are doing at Allbirds, and I bonded with your co-founder, Tim, over our lower back pain struggles years ago, combined with raising little kids and stress and sleep and all that fun stuff of starting a company. So, great to finally meet you as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's we can all commiserate on that a bit, but I hope your back's doing well.
It is. Thank you. So, you know, let's start with this word sustainability. It's a bit of a nebulous term, and so many people are confused. If you were to do a survey, if you were to stop people on the streets of New York or San Francisco and say, you know, what does sustainability mean? I feel like you'd get 100 different answers. So I'm curious from your perspective, being an expert in the field, what does it mean? And then part two, what does it really mean in apparel in your world?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I do think that rightfully so, this is a nebulous term because it should stay that way, frankly. Sustainability means so many different things because the definition of that word is really around making sure that you don't extract too much from the earth when it's in the environmental context, when you are making a product or doing some kind of an activity so that we can do that activity or consume that product or do whatever while doing it in a manner that's not going to take too much from the earth so that it can continue to thrive in its original state. And so for apparel, what does it mean? There's so many different things. There's animal welfare. There is chemical disposal in terms of how you process fabrics. There is also social compliance around how you treat your workers and things like that. And for us, what we've chosen, and I think it's really important to narrow in on the problem that you're trying to solve so that you don't try to be all things to all people. But, you know, one of the things that we believe very strongly is that climate change is the problem of our generation. And we used to think it was going to be something for 2050. Now we know it's something that we need to deal with today.